This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. I'm a retired minister of religion, and one of the fascinating things I find is seeing the reaction on people's faces when they ask me, "And what did you do for a living before you retired?" And I tell them, and often there's this stunned silence or a kind of uneasy feeling, and they often change the subject. That's happened to me more than once. It seems that many people don't know what to say as they meet a minister. I haven't got two heads. I'm quite a normal person. I'm grateful to God for the opportunities in my working life that He gave me. I can't help the awkwardness that others feel when they are told what I did prior to my retirement. I guess they get embarrassed. I'm not sure why. And one of the reactions we ministers tend to get from strangers is that they don't believe in God. They say, well, it's okay for you. Religion could be a dangerous thing. They say it can lead to hate and bigotry, superstition or violence. And I've heard all those reactions. I know of one colleague who responded in that situation by saying to that person, okay, will you tell me about the God you don't believe in? And I thought that was a terrific answer. I know many people don't believe in God. They think it's a fairy story, or they may have had an unhappy experience of the church or people inside the church. I've heard it said, you know, you people are all hypocrites. You preach at others on Sunday and you live sinful lives during the week. In other words, they had a negative experience of the Christian faith through their family, the church, or through the media reporting on things. And so they have this cynical attitude about clergy, church, and the people who attend. Their experiences of Christians was one of condemnation or control or judgment or a sense of being better than others, or they might have attended church themselves till something happened and they left. So they don't really care about God, or they ignore the topic altogether. My question today is, why don't people believe in God? It could have a lot to do with their upbringing, what happened in their family. If you grew up with parents who didn't believe, it can be quite difficult to break out of that mindset. It's not to say it's impossible to break out of the mold. It can, and it does. Many teenagers find they're asking questions about Christianity. Others let go of their faith. They might have gone to Sunday school and decide it's not worthwhile anymore going to church. And then there is what is called the intellectual challenges. For example, there's three questions that cause people a lot of trouble. If God is loving, why is there so much evil? If God created the world in 6 days, what about evolution and the dinosaurs? Why would a good God send people to hell? Well, a lack of faith in God often traces back to emotional challenges more than the intellectual reasons. Why do people lose their faith? Some turn away because God didn't answer an important prayer or rescue them. They may have been hurt by the church or the hypocritical Christians. One study that I saw found that many of the most well-known atheists grew up without a father. It can be challenging to believe in a good and loving Heavenly Father when you've had unpleasant experiences or maybe the absence of a father. It was the French philosopher Pascal who said that inside the heart of every man there is a God-shaped vacuum. And Augustine said, Lord, you've made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, God has put eternity in the hearts of men, meaning that the longing for answers comes from God. But the most important thing I want to say to you is this: God has revealed himself to us in Jesus. When all is said and done, I believe the best argument for the Christian view of God is found in Jesus Christ. God revealed himself to us in the person of his Son, Jesus. The Father sent the Son to earth in the form of a baby, conceived through a miracle of the Holy Spirit, born in Bethlehem, born to Mary and Joseph in the out-of-the-way corner of the Roman Empire. He was raised in a carpenter's home, misunderstood by his own family, rejected by his own people. He was convicted by the religious leaders and put to death for blasphemy. And on the third day, God's Son rose from the dead. Now we know what God is like because Jesus has made him known to us. Heavenly Father, today, it is a big topic. The God you don't believe in? Lord, help me to examine my faith in an intelligent way and to share it with those who don't believe. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.